And now we start with verse 17. Kiriti kundali hari vanamali manu mayah vaimukhya hatadaitya shri pada hatjitakshiti. So in all there are seven names in this verse. The first name is Kiriti. About this, commentator says, Kiriti Maulibhushavan Athavarjunarupadhrik. Kiriti is also the name of Arjuna. So the alternative connotation of this term is Arjuna. Arjuna is described here as an incarnation of Ganesha. And the other general meaning of Kiriti is Mauli Bhushavan, one who has the ornament, decorative ornament on his head, that is Kirita, that is crown. He is a crowned god who wears the crown in his on his head. So Kiriti Mauli Bhushavan Athava Arjunarupadhrik, or he is the incarnation. As an incarnation, human incarnation, he appears as Arjuna. The next name is Kundali. Kundali Karnabhushavan Athava Shesharupadhrik. And similarly, Kundali, it is general meaning is Kundali, one who has earrings in his ears. So he has earrings in his ears. So he is Kundali. And the other is Athava Shesharupadhrik. And Kundali is also the name of the lord of the snakes, Sheshanaga. So Ganesha also incarnates as Sheshanaga. And Sri Ganesha is one with, identical with Sheshanaga. He is described as identical with Shesharupadhrik, who has taken the form of Sheshanaga. And he too has the coil of his, they call it hood of the snake, the hood. So on account of his hood that can take the shape of an earring, Sheshanaga is called Kundali. And Kundala is, Kundala, he says, is a shape. The snake takes that shape in certain situations. It gets rounding and rounding and rounding, and that is why Sheshanaga is called Kundali. And that's what the meaning of Kundali is that. The other name is Hari. Hari Muktadimala Drik Athavatyanta Sundarah. So Hari means who has a necklace made of pearls, etc. And the other meaning is Hari, who can attract others on account of his beauty. So exceedingly beautiful, exceedingly charming. Atyanta Sundarah. That's also Hari. Because the root Ri means to attract, to steal, to enchant. That also is there. Manohara. So Hari here is that who is enchanting, who is so beautiful, charming, who attracts people on account of his exquisite beauty. Atyanta Sundarah. And then the next name is Vanamali. So Vanamali Dadhatesha Malam Apadalambini. So normally a garland is worn and it it covers the chest only, or that portion, the upper part of the body only. But Ganesha wears the garland that touches his feet, so that is why he is called Vanamali. Apada lambinim malam tadhati. He wears the garland that touches his feet too. So one who garlands him has double purpose. He decorates him as well as he touches his feet through his garland, through the garland. So that is why he is Vanamali. So Vanamali dadhatyesha malam apadalambinim. And then Manomayah. Manomayah swasankalpa kalpitaika kalivarah. So he, on account of his own sankalpa, his own willpower, he has manufactured one body, one special type of body, in order to bestow his grace to his devotees. So Manomaya swasankalpa kalpitaika kalevaraha. Kalevara is body and eka is one. So he has made just one body for the purpose of bestowing grace to his devotees by virtue of his willpower, swasankalpa. And then the next name is Vaimukhyahatadaityashrihi. That commentator says, Yadabhimukhyarahityat nashta sampat suradvisham. So Vaimukhyahata Daityashrihi. The prosperity of the demons was destroyed, hata, on account of their turning away from him, on account of their non-devotional disposition towards him. So Ganesha is named as the one to whom everybody should have a devotional attitude. The demons didn't have devotional disposition towards him, so their prosperity was destroyed. So person on account of non-devotional disposition towards whom, the prosperity of the demons was destroyed. Vaimukhya hata daityashrihi. The next name is Padahati jitakshitihi yat Padaghatamatrena prithvi namra babhuvasah. The one on account of whose footstep the earth became modest, namra, humble. Yat padaghatamatrena, by hitting with his feet, he made the earth namra, modest. So that is why he is called Padahati Jitakshitihi. So these two names are there, Vaimukhyahata Daityashrihi Padahati Jitakshitihi. Om. That ends the verse 17.